So yesterday I recorded a podcast with Mitch, right? Beltway Football. Check it out. And at the end of it, I had gotten a bunch of people questioning me about if Jaden Daniels was to come to town, do you think Tress Way would give up his number? We talked about it.
Yeah.
And Tress has been on the punter here for a long time, two-time Pro Bowler, great in the community, great dude. Like, he shouldn't have to give up his number. But at the same time, this is a franchise quarterback, and there are generally, Brian, financial arrangements that can get made to sort this stuff out, right?
But the question, what if Jaden Daniels come here and say, okay, I'm thinking about changing this, and I'm going to start my pro career with another number?
I'm going to wear 7.
I don't know why people automatically assume that you have to move that number, you know?
Aren't all players allowed to wear any number they want now? What if he wants to wear 99?
Tress Way has played 10 years. He's multiple Pro Bowls. He can name the price if that's what he wants to do. He's not at a point of his career or guy hadn't established himself where the team makes a decision for you. As I said, when I went to Philly, the team made the decision for that dude. I was going to talk to him about it, but when I got back, the number was in my locker.
Right.
So what I'm supposed to do, go to him and say, well, I was going to give you this. No, the team took your number.
So,
and they got rid of him so quick, they had a plan. So
I totally agree. So then we started talking about Kirk Cousins reset his number down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because I think Bijan has?
No, it's a tight end.
Is it Kyle Pitts?
Pitts.
Okay. And Kirk, being Kirk, was honest about this and said, you know, I like wearing number 8, but it's not that big of a deal. If you remember in Washington, he started as number 12 because I think Rex had number 8. And then he switched to number 8, which is the number he wore in college, whatever. But what happens is if you're going to make a number change, you have to pay for all of the printed jerseys that already exist with that number on it. Mm-hmm. And considering there's probably a ton of Kyle Pitts jerseys in the universe.
Because this is a business.
I guess Kirk's wearing 18, pardon me.
This is a business, right?
Right, it's a business.
And the league is saying, we're not letting you just come in here and switch up on numbers all the time and screw up our sales.
Right. So that got me thinking, I know there are Tress Way jerseys, but it's not like it's the most popular jersey out there. Can you even buy a Tress Way jersey, or are they like individually made? You know, you can order them and build them out yourself.
Yeah.
So we go on the website, and sure enough, there is a Tress Way jersey that is on clearance, that is half off. Yes, it's the old joint. It's the Washington football team joint. But there are plenty of other Washington football team jerseys that are not on clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are other jerseys that are on clearance. But none of those dudes play for the team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You could get an Antonio Gibson jersey on clearance. He plays for New England. You could get a Logan Thomas jersey. He's a free agent. You can get a Sam Howell jersey. He is a Seattle Seahawk. So, is there something there? Probably not, but it's kind of interesting. I just thought it was interesting. And then I thought it was kind of funny above all else. Like, what are we talking about here? The punter has to give his jersey up for the guy they haven't even drafted yet? Like, it's all just...
You know, when you try to be funny on Twitter, it's going to always go the other way, Jay.
People take this stuff far, far too seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
Like any assumption that I am suggesting it's a lock... They're taking Daniels because
when you went on that subject, you knew you were going to have some idiots talking to you.
You're correct. I was shocked by the volume of idiots.
I don't think you should ever be shocked by the volume of anything you put on Twitter. Because every time you put something that makes total sense, somebody tells you that you're totally wrong, right?
Correct. The only players on the team, if you go and you just sort by cheapest, right, on the Commanders team shop. The cheapest jerseys that aren't like infant, they have like infant and toddler sizes, but you scroll down, you can get a Chase Young women's jersey for $30. You can get a Dwayne Haskins women's jersey for $30. You can get a Sam Howell youth jersey for $36. Then you get into Antonio Gibson jerseys for $36. Carson Wentz, Antonio Gibson, Carson Wentz. Is anybody sensing a pattern with most of the players I'm naming? None of them play for Washington.
Yeah.
Logan Thomas, Cam Curl, Antonio Gibson.
But you notice they still trying to sell those jerseys.
They sure are. Chase Young.
Invested something in them. They're right. Trying to get a return on investment.
Whole bunch of Carson Wentz jerseys. Yeah. Maybe we should send Nate one of those. He was
the one that was out there fighting for one.
All sorts of infant, kid, toddler jerseys. Now we're finally to men's regular size jerseys. Antonio Gibson, Logan Thomas, Cam Curl, Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson, Kendall Fuller, Antonio Gibson, Cam Curl, Antonio Gibson, Cam Curl, Antonio Gibson, Curtis Samuel, Wentz, a couple of McLaurin kids ones, Young Sweat, Wentz. You keep going here. Now, there is a preschool Jahan Dotson jersey for $60. That's full price. And then you get to Tress.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, folks. It's there. I'm not making anything up. And furthermore, Jeff, there is no freaking clickbait because it's a picture of a tweet. There's nothing to click on. There's nothing to click on. What is the bait? Jeff, you're a fisherman. You put bait on a rod to catch a fish, right? There's an outcome you want to see achieved when you bait something, right? To catch a fish. Even a crappie, which I will never eat. But even if you want to catch a crappie, you put bait on a hook, right? There's no outcome I desire here. I was pointing something out that's kind of interesting and kind of funny. People are lunatics about this draft stuff. It's, what, 9 days away now? Please.
Hey, whatever you put, anytime you put something like that, when that was a story yesterday, you're going to get that reaction.
I blame the ones reacting.
No, you have to blame yourself, too, because you put it out there, knowing that you was going to get some people that were crazy. You knew that. Don't play like you didn't know.
To your point, there's always crazy people.
You knew you were going to get that.
Far more crazy than I was expecting.
Uh-uh.
The crazy was significantly more than I was expecting.
I just tell you all the time, when you turn down that street, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
I took the express lane to Crazy Town, and I got there and was like, holy moly.
Yeah, see, you should not go in that neighborhood if you think it's going to be calm. It's going to always be stupid, and you know it.